resistance. I'm sure you've experienced it with something in your life, but maybe you've never realized resistance could actually be keeping you from stepping into speaking with the voice, speaking the words you want to speak. Resistance is in your voice, and it's keeping you from taking action that will catapult you to the next level of success. That's what I'm talking about on the show today. Resistance and your voice and how to move through it so that you can have the freedom and the confidence that comes with being able to speak your truth beautifully. I think you're going to like this episode, and I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin. An award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today, as always. Thank you for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. Just real quickly before I jump into today's episode, which is going to be a great one, I'm talking about something I've not talked about much before, if at all. Today, I'm going to talk about resistance and your voice, but I wanted to give you a really quick reminder about the 5-day voice challenge that I've got coming up. I would love to have you join me. It is a live challenge. I'll be teaching every day and giving you an actionable step to take every day. And here's the cool thing, giving you feedback on what I hear. So 5-day challenge starts the 18th. You can sign up. There's a link in the show notes or head on over to captivatetheroom.com. Click on the Work With Me tab. And you will see where you can sign up for the challenge. I hope to get to work with you because your voice really is the instrument of impact. And it is also the utmost place of judgment, which is why I think resistance comes into play. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. I've been really dealing with this a lot with a lot of people that I work with. I always do. But it's really been on the radar the last few weeks. And, you know, I've really picked my show topics based on what I'm seeing a lot of, or certainly requests that come in. But I think it's really interesting the way people approach voice work. And I want to talk a little bit about that. And then I want to talk about signs of resistance and pushing through resistance and why it's so important to get to the other side about it. You know, I think the first thing that we want to talk about is why we're not changing things. The voice is the utmost place of judgment. You know, you hear people talking all the time, and I even feel this way sometimes. Oh, I don't want to get on video because I look terrible, or, you know, I don't have the good backdrop, or, you know, all different kinds of things. But when it really comes to judgment, it's your voice. And your voice is the carrier of the words, which really are the message of your heart. That's what you feel. That's what you believe. And then all the sound elements are rolled into it. And so it's baffling to me why people know there is an issue with their voice. They know they are not able to say what they need to say. They know they are not making an impact. They know they are not sounding captivating. They know they are missing out on the next level. In fact, sometimes people even tell me, my boss told me I'm not going to get the management position until I fix my voice. So I hear this stuff all the time. People contact me daily. I'd like to talk to you about working with you. Yet when it comes right down to it, they don't. I mean, a lot of people work with me, but I'm talking about a lot of people. They don't. And, you know, of course, there's the factors of maybe it's not the right fit, and maybe it's not the money, they don't have the money or whatever it is. But there are times when it's so obvious to me that it is sheer resistance. And I want to talk about that today because it is not going to change until you change it. I have so, all my people are analytical, which I was having a conversation with one of my clients yesterday, and I said, I think it's so funny and amazing and brilliant that all of my people are analytical and I am so incredibly creative. And I think that speaks volumes about a lot of things that I won't dive into right now, but that, you know, people want it to be theory. Oh, in theory, I'll change my voice. I'll figure it out on my own. I'll get to it. I'm going to do all these other things first. I constantly am told, not constantly, but I have been told, well, you know, I'm investing in this right now, or I'm investing in that right now. And I think that's great. And this is not meant to be criticism, but I want to talk about that resistance that is derailing you from getting this work done. Now, this isn't even a sales pitch. You know, it's not even about working with me. It's about, I want to shoot straight with you. I want to get real with you that possibly your biggest issue is your voice, and your subconscious is creating resistance through distraction. You know, I got to do this program first. Well, I'm focused on this. Well, you know, I think I'm going to put that on the spring. Why? And sometimes, like I say, there is a reality that you can't really do it right now. You can't really afford it right now. You, whatever. But I want you to take a really close look at, is this real that I really can't do it right now? Or is this resistance? And I get resistance. See, here's the thing. Voice doesn't bother me. That's not my thing. I mean, I've got it. I figured it out. I've done the work. I've spent my entire lifetime in this. But there's other things that I'm not very good at. In fact, right now I'm taking a messaging course to work on my messaging. And every time I have to sit down and write those videos, I want to come up with everything known to man to do instead of writing those videos. Same thing happened in graduate school. I had the cleanest house I'd ever had in my life when I was in graduate school the first time. Why? Because I didn't think I was smart enough to be in graduate school. And so when it came time to sit down and study for some of that stuff, I didn't believe I could do it. So the psychology of the voice, the subconscious, it's going to get in there and it's going to protect you. And I want you to do the work. And I'm not even talking about doing the work with me or doing the work with a voice coach. I want to talk about doing the work. I had somebody reach out to me, and I think I mentioned this the other day, and he contacted me. We talked on the phone, again, eaten up with resistance. And he said, I really wish I'd called you 3 years ago when I knew this was a problem. 3 years ago. Let me tell you something. What are you going to lose? How much are you going to lose? Where are you going to be in a year if you keep resisting the power of your own voice, learning to say what you need to say, and making an impact with that message as you say it? Where are you going to be in a year? Because you know how that works. Another year goes by. Another year goes by. Another year goes by, and you're like, darn, I'm still in the same spot. That happened to me last year on a couple of things. That's why I invested in an insane amount of money in coaches last year, working on things that I need to work on. See, your subconscious mind knows that your voice is powerful, and it also knows that it's vulnerable and that you stand to be rejected if you really say what you need to say and if you really reveal who you are and how you feel in your voice with those words. So let's look at this, dive into this a little bit deeper. What's the resistance about? You concerned what people will do when they hear what you really have to say? Is it the fear of judgment? Is it the fear of fallout with people? Is it the fear of conflict? Is it Fear of losing your power? Is it fear of gaining power? Because I'm going to tell you, I've worked with people that it was fear of failure, and I've worked with that many more people that it was fear of success. Let's stop about judgment for a minute. And I just did an episode on judgment. It was video. I did a video about judgment. Judgment is the fear of judgment is the biggest roll up in resistance. And if you can get your mind around the idea that judgment is literally just somebody else's interpretation through their filters of you, your life is going to change exponentially. But that resistance of that fear of judgment or that fear of conflict or that fear of gaining power or losing power, all of that is just about keeping you safe. So not working on your voice for all these things about keeping you safe and all of this, my question to you is, in this resistance of not stepping into your power, not learning how to really communicate and say what you need to say, what is the secondary gain? There is always a secondary gain. And when I learned this, it was kind of like a little bit of a slap in the face. The way I learned this was, if you are broke, if you are a victim, if you are whatever it is you're doing, if you are not saying what you need to say, if you are not using your voice to make an impact, there is a secondary gain. And I thought, why would people want to be broke? Well, because then they can have a bailout. Then they could get attention. Then they could not have to take responsibility. A million different ways there's secondary gain. You know, and I think the best example on that is hypochondriac. Have you ever known a hypochondriac? I have one in my family. Serial surgery. Every time I turn around, I'm hearing a report about a new operation. And I'm not saying that there's issues, of course, you know, they're medical. I'm not saying don't have an operation, but I'm saying have five a year for this and for that and for a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I've heard from hundreds of people over the course of my career that they had a hypochondriac in their family, always sick, always having surgery. Why? What's the secondary gain? Attention, not having to do certain things, responsibility. So not using your voice, not learning how to really use your voice, there's secondary gain somewhere. And I highly encourage you to look at it. And you know, I want to throw something in here right now. I didn't really have this on my list, but talking about secondary gain and resistance made me think about money. And a really valuable lesson that I learned years ago about money, and you've probably heard this or seen it on a meme on Facebook. If you want it, you'll find the money for it. There were a couple of people there's been a lot of people, not just a couple of people I've worked with over the career, you know, my career, that I think that maybe it may have been a challenge for them to hire me. But they did it because they wanted it. And then they turn around and say it's the best investment they ever made, or it was absolutely worth the investment. So there's resistance around money too. Well, I can't really invest in my voice because I'm not worth it. I'm probably really pushing all the buttons today. I hope you're still with me. Because see, here's the thing. There's resistance around voice, back to your voice being powerful, and why your subconscious wants this, you know, creates this resistance that sometimes you don't even really realize is resistance. And let me just do a little aside on that. A lot of times people fight me on resistance. I'm not doing that. That's not how I feel. That's not it at all. And then after we work together a little bit longer, they realize, yeah, she was right. That was another way my subconscious resisted me owning my truth and finding my voice. But the voice is powerful. It can cause people to take action or not. And it's not in the words. It's in the tone. It's how you use your voice. And that fallout, that fear of that fallout, like we've been talking about, is part of what causes the resistance. But that power, that vocal power, can also cause life-changing, amazing things to happen. So is your view skewed that, well, that could be bad if I really start saying what I need to say? Because that's where the resistance is coming in. The resistance is coming in linked to all that bad stuff that could happen. But what about all the good stuff that could happen? And if you could simply shift your mind into, actually, it could be really amazing if I share my message. Actually, people really might like what I have to say, rather than buying in and feeding into that resistance and the negative. I hope that makes sense. I hope I'm making sense today. Because ultimately, that resistance is keeping you from getting what you want. Because that resistance is manifesting in certain tones and certain masks and certain bad voice habits that's keeping you from getting what you want, because it's keeping us from being able to connect with you. Tone is always a big part of resistance. That's when you're trying to tell me without telling me, punishing me without punishing me, not revealing who you are, wanting me to get how you feel. That's how we use tone. Well, I'm not going to tell her I'm mad, but I'm going to make sure she knows. I'm not going to, you know, stand up for myself, but I'm going to put in a tone where they know that I'm pathetic. That's resistance. That's resistance from just saying, yeah, you know what? I am kind of mad at you. And so one of the big things that I'm working on with my people this year is to peel back all those layers of resistance, peel back all that tone, peel back all that. I see people orchestrating, getting the words just right. That's a form of resistance. Well, I don't want to upset them. I best resist saying what it is I want to say. Let me orchestrate this whole big old long thing, and then they're not even listening. That's resistance. So I'm working with my people on getting clarity on what it is you want to say, pushing through the resistance, but saying it kindly with empathy rather than a tone that is pushback and resistance. And I really want to tell you something, and I'm really angry about it, but I'm really resisting because I really don't want you mad at me. But look at what you're doing in your tone. Now, I've kind of gone down a rabbit trail that I didn't necessarily plan to go down. In my mind, what this episode was about do something with your voice and stop resisting this power that you have, this freedom that is inside of you, this ability to impact. Stop avoiding it. But all of these other things are a huge part of it. It's all resistance, and it's all meant to keep you safe. Theory, keeping it theory. I'm going to think about this voice stuff. I'm going to think about being louder. I'm going to think about my psychology of the voice story. I'm going to, yeah, I like that stuff. I'm going to think about it. Resistance. It's funny. Sometimes when I work with people, not sometimes, all the time, a lot of times, not everybody, but I'll ask them to do something, and then they'll start talking around it. They start talking around it. And I'm like, just do it. But they're talking around it. That's resistance. I need them to get in there and do it, but there's fear wrapped around it. So they're just jumping around it and talking about it and thinking about it and not able to just jump in there and do it. That's resistance. This is what I'm talking about. Stop theorizing it, jump in and do it. Okay? And that's one of the biggest things that's keeping you from your goals, keeping you from making a difference, is that you're keeping it in theory and you're analyzing it and you're talking around it and you're thinking about it and you know what I'm really trying to do here and what I really feel about this. And no, just put the content out and try to be louder, or try a quiet bit, or try revealing who you really are. Because your psychology of the voice story is going to start holding on tight. And that's why you have to dive into the uncomfortable. A lot of my people will say, it's really uncomfortable when I do this. And my response is always good. That's how we know we're on the right track. And I think that we do have to look at the story. Looking at the story is different than theory. Looking at the story, you know, it's one thing to talk about and think about psychology of the voice and all of this, but to really look at, what is it that I'm resisting? What is it that I'm afraid of? And I ask that question to my people a lot. What are you afraid of? And I ask that question to you right now in all of this resistance that's keeping you from taking action, even if it's just literally doing 10 minutes of practice, something that you've heard me talk about for 10 minutes a day. What are you afraid of? Because that psychology of the voice story is keeping you locked in those bad voice habits. So what are you afraid of? Being successful? Making an impact? And start taking an action. I do believe without a shadow of a doubt that what makes my work unique is that it's inside and outside. It's psychology of the voice, and it's attacking the muscle memory. I do believe that's why it sticks. I will be so bold as to say, when it's just an outside job, I'm not sure. Because what's driving the voice is the psychology of the voice story. And so I do think you have to look at both, but I do think you have to take action, because the resistance will keep you from taking action. Resistance will keep you safe. Resistance will keep you small. Resistance will keep everybody happy, except for you, possibly. And here's the thing. Remember that bit that I just said about you don't, and maybe I'm saying it a little bit differently now, but the fear of the judgment, first of all, judgment is, that's interpretation. And that fear of that judgment, is it even confirmed? You've possibly been in resistance all this time, resistance of making an impact and being bolder and really using your voice. You've been in resistance potentially for something that's not even real. And I see that happen a lot of times with my people when I get them in action quick. I get people in there, grounded in their body, using their voice the first week I work with them, really quick. And what we find is that so much of what that resistance was about for so long, it was all an illusion. It wasn't even real. So you have to take action. Action is pushing through the resistance. Action is being willing to sit in the uncomfortable. Action is willing to be frustrated beyond measure, like I am when I sit down and write those messaging videos and I just want to cry and pull my hair out. But I know when I get to the other side of it, how much better I'm going to be and how much better I will ultimately be able to serve my people. Resistance is also perfection. Perfectionism is resistance. I can't do it until I get it right. I have to practice it to get it right. And I don't have time to practice, so I just don't get to do it right now. I have to perfectly execute the voice exercise. I have to make it perfect. No, you don't. That's resistance. One of my mentors has a saying, and I may have said this on the show before, I'm probably not going to say it right, but 70% perfect is perfection. 100% perfection is failure, because in that 30% difference between 70% and 100%, all that time you were taking, you were missing out on opportunities to help people and to grow and to learn and to move forward. And that's the biggest thing about resistance, is that it keeps you from moving forward. Not being able to use your voice and make an impact with it and say what you need to say keeps you from moving forward to the next level of success. I always tell people that work with me, this isn't about bad, good. It's not about, ooh, you don't have a good voice, I got to make this good. There's nothing to do with it. It's about next level. How do I get you to the next level? So it's necessary to take action and push through and find the words you want to say and start saying them. Baby steps, finding, you know, what do you want to say and trying it out and say it. How do you want to say it? Try it out and say it. What's going on inside and what's going on outside? Looking at those and asking questions like, what am I afraid of? And push through the resistance. Push through and take an action. Get comfortable in the uncomfortable, because that is the only place of growth. Using your voice, the way I train people to use their voice, is ultimately the only way we get to know you and connect with you and be captivated by you and compelled to take action. Masks and bad voice habits and hiding and not saying, they're not serving you and they're not serving your people and they're keeping you from moving forward. And that's what resistance is. And that's what resistance does. And so with this episode, what I really, you know, my goal for this episode had been to talk about resistance, ways that you may not even realize you're in resistance and how that is keeping you from your next level of success and what to do about it. And the number one thing to not do about it is to keep staying in it. Because another year is going to go by, and another year is going to go by, and another year is going to go by. What are you going to do? What can you do today to start making a bigger impact with your message? What bolder vocal choice can you take? What words can you find to say, think about it? Because I promise you, if you do, things will open up for you and you will have a freedom that you have never known before. That is confidence. I see all these people with all these ads talking about, oh, I'm going to teach you confidence and I'm going to, and maybe they are. But what I'm talking about right here, when you have that freedom to say what you need to say and to boldly say it and to start getting what you want, that you're thinking the whole opposite's going to happen. When you start putting out a different product in your voice, the most powerful tool you have, and you start getting different feedback back, you're going to take off and catapult into a level you never dreamed was possible. And the reason I can say that is because I watch my people do it every day. So no more resistance. We're at the top of February, second month of 2019. If you are resisting, stop. And a great way you can start not resisting, get in the challenge. Get in there, start getting visible, start being heard in a safe environment. It's the best thing you can do. Challenge yourself to do that. How can you challenge yourself? Where are you resisting? What is it? Is it in saying what you need to say, or is it in saying things a certain way? Figure that out and get in action. All right? Well, I hope this was helpful for you. I have a feeling for a whole lot of you it was, because I have a feeling that a whole lot of you are going to relate to what I'm saying. But I'm going to wrap it up for today. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the voice formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.